Chapter 4 Laura opened her eyes, felt an acute throbbing in her head, and when she tried to move, pain ripped through her ankle. She was crumpled on the first landing, a third of the way down the stairs. The house was still dark and silent. She could feel something wet and sticky on her forehead and the side of her face. Even in the darkness she could see dark blotches down the front of her old white bathrobe. For a moment, her mind was in a fog. Then suddenly, the image of the intruder seized her heart. She gasped, remembering, then stifled it. What if he was still here and he heard her? What was he doing here? Where was Jimmy? Why didn't he come? And Michael! Oh, my God! The thought of her helpless child propelled her to her feet, the pain causing her to cry out as she scrambled up. She gripped the banister for support and hauled herself up the next step. Jimmy, Michael. She whispered their names like a prayer as she pulled herself up the rest of the way. At each step she looked behind her, down the dark stairwell, expecting to see him there, a figure dressed in black, looking up at her with his invisible eyes. Was he still here? Her heart kept thudding. Is he here? Is he in the house? Her thoughts careened to Jimmy. Why hadn't he come? If he could come to her, wouldn't he have done it? She wanted to call out his name, but she didn't dare. The man could be downstairs. He would hear her and come back. Laura reached the top of the steps and stopped, torn in two directions. Her room was closer, where Jimmy must be, had to be, could be sleeping, or hurt, or... She didn't allow herself to think further. Her heart went first to her child, her baby, the most vulnerable one. It was far down the hall, but there was a railing on this side that she could lean on. It wasn't really a choice. She had to get to Michael. After propelling herself slowly forward along the banister, she reached the end of the hall and lunged forward, falling against the doorframe of Michael's room. He was there, in his bed. Quickly, her eyes searched the corners of the room. They were dark, filled with indistinct shapes that could be toys or furniture or something else. She thought how he would sometimes cry out, afraid that a monster was lurking in those corners.